Daily devotional message from Mercyland Ministries, Monday, the 9th of December 2024. Topic: Forget the former things. Today's scripture: Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Isaiah chapter 43 verse 18, NIV. New International Version. Message: Too often, people spend so much time and energy dwelling on the past, dwelling on mistakes, or dwelling on disappointments. They don't even realize that their focus is keeping them from moving forward in life. But in order to fully experience God's blessings, you have to let go of those past hurts, you have to forget the former things to make room for the new. God has a new beginning in store for you, and the way you prepare for it is by getting rid of the old. Don't spend time focusing on where you've been, spend time focusing on where you're going. When you forget the former things, it means you're not worried about the past anymore. You don't allow it to dictate your future. You may remember past events, but you don't feel the pain like you used to. Prayer for today. Father, thank you for the life of blessing and victory you have prepared for me. I choose to forget the past. I choose to forgive. I choose to open my heart to you and receive everything you have in store for me in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophetic declaration. Ability to forget the past, open your heart to receive God's healing, and start a victorious new beginning shall be yours. Grace to begin today declaring that your past is over, and your future is secured is given to you. Forgetting the former things and receive the restoration and victory God has in store for you shall be your portion in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Jesus said, "Look, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to each person according to what they have done." Revelation chapter 22 verse 12, NIV. Are you ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ? Please give your life to Jesus. For prayer and counseling, email, WhatsApp or call Bishop Bayo Yusuf. +447 440084481. +234911399818. BishopYusuf@gmail.com. www.mercylandinstitute.org. God bless you abundantly.